Good morning, just after 7, well, actually, we're now at 7:37 here on the Mighty 690, and we have the privilege once again of having Yvonne Hull from CCC in studio, and I saw you on Friday at the Chamber Banquet there.
Yes, it was awesome. It was a great event. The Chamber does a great job.
Yeah, and it was neat to be in the, of course, I'm going to be spending a lot more time in Nellis Hall come March with the Farm and Home Show and everything.
Oh,
or
yes.
April, whenever.
Yeah, you had not been there yet, had you?
I had not been there yet, so
yeah.
Yeah, no, that's all coming up in March.
And you didn't even make it into the big gym. That was just in the small gym.
Just in the little one.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time, so looking forward to all those festivities.
That's always a great show.
Yeah, and it's going to be here before we know it.
Absolutely.
But hey, you got students back on campus meandering around and back in the swing of things for the school year.
We are. Yes, as you said, students are back on campus. And, you know, for those that don't know, we do have 2 8-week courses that we offer. So, yes, you can enroll and take a full 16-week for a full semester course, but you can also take 8-week courses. And so that's really what I want to talk about today.
And we've got enrollment for that coming up, right?
Yes.
I'm sure, is it starting now or when does that start?
Yeah, you can start meeting with the folks in our Student Success Center anytime to start mapping out what that educational journey is going to look like for you. Or if you just need one course, or maybe you want to get started on a new career, then those in our Student Success Center can help you do that. Our second 8-week classes will begin on March 20th. So right when we get back from spring break.
Of course.
So,
now, does an 8-week course, how many credits does that count for? Or does that depend?
It's the same.
Okay.
It's the same credits. I mean, except you're usually going every day. So,
sure.
You know, some classes you may have a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Some you'll have a Tuesday, Thursday. So it just depends on what class you're taking. But typically they're going to be a 5-day a week class.
Okay,
so
that
we
makes
can
sense.
Get it. Yes, we have to have the seat time.
Exactly.
And it's hard to cram all of that information into 8 weeks.
That is.
When you're trying to take it in 16, too. So.
I gotcha. Well, no, that's very good. Also have some updates from the bookstore.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. If you have not been to our bookstore, you absolutely need to take some time to come on in and visit with Aaron and Krista. They have done an amazing job of bringing that thing to life. They have lots of great new products, and the cool thing is that they have partnered with local small businesses. So you can have several of the products that are in there are now made by local small businesses, whether it be signage or cups or I don't know what all they've got in there that's made by local, but it's amazing. I know I have some signs that I hang up in my office, and I've got a couple of the cups, and they are made right here in Coffeyville. Come on in and check it out.
Well, speaking of cups, it was Ron Bryce stopped by, actually on Saturday, dropped off some of those cups that are apparently made by the Coffeyville coffee cups that are made by your
art
ceramics
instructor.
Yeah,
yes, Michael DeRosa, extremely talented individual. And yes, he does teach ceramics and drawing and paint and photography and chainsaw art.
Oh.
And he's just extremely talented. And you've seen his work all over Coffeyville as well, because during the summers he is contracted to paint murals. And, you know, he's just a man of many talents. But, yes, the coffee company mugs were made by our very own Michael DeRosa.
Yeah, well, and it's kind of a limited deal because, you know, he just makes them as he has time, which seems like he probably doesn't have too much extra time. But, yeah, so he just cranks out a few whenever he gets a sec. But
yes.
They're really, really well made. And they actually, you know, Ron was talking about how much kind of research went into, you know, having people try out the sizes, because I guess a lot of women like to be able to hold a mug.
Yes.
So they kind of design them to where you could do that, or you can do the handle. So it's really it took a little bit of pioneering to kind of make something that was the right size, that kind of was what they were going for.
Yes, cool. And he's great at that, so he'll do whatever he needs to make it work for each individual person.
Yeah, no, that's very awesome. And any updates you wanted to talk? Always good things going on the tech campus.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to our tech campus. You know, if you're really interested in starting a new career, then you absolutely should stop by and talk to Dora or Heather at the Tech Campus, which is located just west of the high school. We have so many programs. If you're wanting to do a phlebotomy class, maybe you want to, you know, become a phlebotomist at a local hospital or something, that is just a one class. So you can complete that in one class. Or wow. Maybe you want to get into medical lab assisting or medical assisting and work in a business office setting, a medical office setting, not a business office setting, but a medical office setting. Then, you know, you can do that as well. So, or if you're looking to take your time and you still need to work, then you can go part-time at the Tech Campus and still maintain a job.
You have some evening classes available too, right?
We do. We do. Our machining course typically runs from noon until 8 p.m. So, and we have partnerships with several businesses and industries, not only in Coffeyville, but in the Southeast Kansas area where, you know, they will... their employees will come to work in the morning and then they'll pay for them to go to school in the afternoon because they're growing their own, right? I mean, that's if you've got a good employee and they're interested in moving forward, then by all means you want to help them develop skills so that they can advance and grow up into the company.
Well, and some people don't even realize, but heck, I was just cruising around on your website looking at some of those Tech Campus options. Like even, you know, people are, not that I am, but people are looking to make like a career change. I mean, even though the welding courses you offer, those can be very high paying jobs.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And if you want to travel, especially, our electrical program is a great way to make some, my son actually just went through our electrical program. And he's also done the auto body program. He just can't decide what he wants to do. But I do think that he really loves the electrical program and that career choice that he's finally made. But he went through our electrical program, and now he's traveling and exploring and loving life and making really good money while he's doing it and, you know, getting to see places that he hasn't seen before. So...
No, and the great thing is, you know, you're never too old to be able to learn something new.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, I don't know. I keep, I did do the welding. Thompson Brothers had their 65th anniversary several years ago, and they brought in a simulator. And, you know, you can practice or you can try the simulation. And I was told to keep my day job, so I don't think I'll be doing welding, but it was fun, you know.
Well, if nothing, that gives you an appreciation for the skill and art that something like that is.
Absolutely. There's
more that goes on than to anything than we can possibly imagine.
I know, each
individual thing is like, oh, well, you know, it's farming. You just put some seeds in the ground, right?
Yes.
It's welding. You just do that bead right there and you're done.
Yeah, but you just hold that stick and it just goes right
just
in there.
You know, it's like hot glue.
Yeah. I'm not very crafty with the hot glue gun either, so.
That's great. So, Yvonne, if people have questions, maybe they want to meet with an advisor, they're looking to maybe just pick up a class, how can they do that?
My advice would be to contact our Student Success Center. The folks in there are fabulous and they will take some time to sit down with you. And so you can email them at studentsuccess@coffeyville.edu. And that goes to the entire department. And so one of them will get back with you and schedule a time for you to visit with them. Or it may be something where you can do it all online. So either way, that's how I would go about it. I would connect with our Student Success Center first.
Excellent.
And if you're looking for a campus tour, then reach out to our recruiter, Ashley Burskins, and she will help you with that too.
A wealth of resources available here at CCC, so you definitely want to take advantage of them.
Yeah, come be a Raven.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Yvonne. I really appreciate you coming by here, and always good to hear what is going on campus.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll be back with more here on the Mighty 690. We do have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance on the way on KGGF.